Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Truth Front to Back. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. I am currently waiting for my co-host, Miss Sexy Cam Fisher. She's not on the line. I don't know what's going on with her. Maybe technical difficulties. But tonight we bring a great show to you. We haven't been on in a while, so we have a lot to talk about. We are going to go to a short break so I can find out where my little lovely co-host is. Welcome back. This is the Truth Front to Back. This is Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and you're listening to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Tonight we have the lovely Royal Empire joining us this evening. Robert Morgan of Royal Empire. He owns the production company Royal Empire. Some of you guys may have seen his movie. He'll be calling in at midnight EST, 9 p.m. PST. Robert started shooting videos in 2012. He launched his site 2015. So we're looking forward to talking to Robert later this evening to get his insight on the business. And for fans that are listening that are a fan of Royal Empire, please give us a call at 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1 to speak to us. Again, this is Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. I'm waiting on my co-host, who seems to be MIA, Miss Karen Fisher. So we're waiting on that. We're going to go to a quick break. Instead of going to a quick break, we're going to continue because I just need to continue. Some news that we are talking about. Exotica introduces first ever LGBT showcase. Production is already underway with 3 areas of focus: talent, vendors, and stage acts. Exotica is currently seeking gay and lesbian performers. So that'll be interesting. That Exotica is opening, doing a switch like that. So it'll be interesting to see that. So the first switch will be in the Exotica, New Jersey, November 4th to the 6th in Edison, New Jersey Convention Center. For the past decade and over 25 events produced, Exotica presented by FreeCam has brought top-tier talent, a wide variety of vendors, and popular stage acts to hundreds and thousands of bands throughout various major cities from coast to coast. From the company feels that now it's time to make a next step forward. Exotica has always been a place for like-minded attendees to be educated and discuss sexual topics, as well as providing access to all the toys to lead a healthy and fulfilling sex life. This prosperity is what has led to the creation of the Switch. Exotica's first ever LGBT showcase, which we'll see in showing in Exotica, New Jersey. We have always prided ourselves on being very exclusive, said Jay Handy, director of Exotica. If there is one thing you learn really quickly producing these events is that love and sex know no boundaries. So that will be interesting for the Exotica coming up in a couple months in New Jersey, November 4th through the 6th. For those fans that like to come to Exotica, it'll be different. So I'm sure we'll see a lot more different clientele coming to Exotica. Again, you're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. I am waiting for my co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher. She seems to be missing in action. So, what else news can I tell you guys since we have not been on in a while? Let's see. Jessica Drake featured in first episode of BuzzFeed Modern Sex, award-winning guide to wicked sex creators, shares exotic home movie tips on Go 90. Jessica Drake, for all you fans out there. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to pay some bills. And we will be right back. We're waiting on Mr. Robert Morgan of Royal Empire. Hold on, we're having technical difficulties to get the music. This is so embarrassing. Again, I apologize for any technical difficulties we're having. You're listening to Truth Fun Tobacco on Dollhouse Radio. Hey, this is Desiree DeLuca. Sorry for all the technical difficulties. I got disconnected. You're listening to the Truth Hunter back on Dollhouse Radio. I am waiting for our guest, Robert Morgan from Royal Empire. He'll be on in a couple minutes, guys. So a little information about him is started shooting videos in August 11, 2012. He launched his membership in late 2015. merchandise available, including DVDs and branded t-shirts. So those who are a fan can go out and buy his DVDs and his t-shirts. Partnered with Rob of the popular Demon Seed Radio. For those who don't know who Demon Seed is, it's another radio show. So we're going to, looking forward to hearing from him so he can discuss the good and the bad of content trade, creating an adult industry, and the pros and cons of film being behind the camera versus being in front of the camera. So we're waiting for Mr. Robert Morgan of Royal Empire. You're listening to The Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. I currently do not know where my co-host is, Sexy Karen Fisher. I have no idea. For those who want to call and speak with Robert, you can call in at 646-595-4038. Press 1 to speak. So we're just waiting on him. Still having a lot of technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk tonight. I apologize, especially since we haven't been on in a while. So I double apologize. So, Robert's DVDs, he did Chronicles of Father Morgan. Royal Empire Production presents Fatty Santana DVD, Breaking Bad Hand Job, upcoming release. Hold on 1 second. Again, we're waiting on Robert Morgan from Royal Empire. Royal Empire Productions is where reality meets fantasy. The studio origins reflects the idea that the average guy getting into erotica and creating the next big reality porn company almost as a hobby. He did it as a hobby. So we're going to finally connect with Mr. Robert Morgan. Again, guys, he owns Royal Empire Production Company. Let's speak with him and get his insights. He started shooting videos in August 2011-2012, launched his membership site in late 2015. He also has merchandise available for purchase and t-shirts. Looking forward to speaking with him about the goods and the bads of having a production company and being on the other side of the camera. So, you're listening to The Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio, and we were about to speak with Mr. Robert, but I think the system dropped him. This is really not good.
Hello?
Hi, this is Desiree DeLuca. This is listening to the True Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. I believe our guest, Robert Morgan, is available and online. Hello?
Hello?
Can you
hear me?
Yes,
hey,
I can.
Hey, how's it going?
So sorry. I'm great.
No,
so sorry about all
okay.
the technical difficulties.
So you can hear me?
No, I can hear you. Yes, I can.
Okay, cool. I was listening. I was calling in, and then I would be like, yeah, I'm online. Hey, how's it going? But, yeah, I'm glad I made it through.
Yes, awesome.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for joining us, and sorry for all the technical difficulties.
No, it's all right. I'm just glad to be on now. So, yeah, I was listening. Go through the DVDs I have. I have the Sadie Santana DVD. I have the Chronicles of Father Morgan. We're working on Body Art Volume 1. We have Amateur Snatch coming out as well. So we got a lot of things in the works.
Awesome. So what are the pros and cons of, you know, of doing doing adult content?
The pros and cons. It's a lot of work. Most people think
it is a lot of work.
Most people think, oh, you're in the adult industry, you get to fuck bitches and everything like that, and they don't understand that this is a job. I mean, there's photos to edit, there's videos to edit, there's box art you need to do for DVDs and labels. I mean, it's not just all fun and games. So,
no,
I would say
unfortunately,
that's a
pro- it's not.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it's so easy to get in the adult industry, and it's, you know, our lives are so easy and glamorous.
Oh, exactly. And, like, before I got in the industry, I was one of those people, and then when I got in there, I actually realized it's a job. It's a 9-to-5. I mean, I have a regular job, but I put 80 to 90 hours into my production company. So this is another full-time job for me. Before I got on, I was actually editing a video profile that I put out on YouTube to get traffic to my site. So, yeah,
okay,
I'm always doing something.
Of course, you have to. And you're the CEO of Royal Empire?
I am. Yep.
You are. And what made you start this production company?
I've always wanted to be in the adult industry. I went to film school, and I used to check out cameras from the media lab, and I used to pick up sorority girls and take them back to my dorm room and film them, and I didn't know about all the 2257 laws, or I would have put those out. So, but I've always wanted to be in the industry
naughty,
in some way or another.
Naughty boy. You're a very naughty boy.
So, you know.
So you started Clips for Sale, obviously, then, and then went from there?
Yeah, I started with Clips for Sale and just started producing clips for sale because that's the easiest revenue to start. And then I knew I wanted to do DVDs, so I got in the DVD market and started producing content for DVDs, and then I finally started a membership site. So,
okay, so what do you think your niche is?
I like more reality-based scenes, like for the common person to get behind. Like, you know, you see these adult movies where things are just far-fetched, and people are just like, that would never happen in real life. Well, when an average customer looks at what we do, I want them to be like, you know, I can get behind that. I can co-sign that. That could actually happen. And so that's kind of my niche of where I'm at. I want people, I want to connect with the everyday person.
Okay, and you obviously do your homework with other companies that are smaller like you. So you think you have the upper advantage?
With smaller companies, I try. I mean, I do a lot more things than most companies my size. Like, I try to shoot LA models, even though I'm based in Orlando and Tampa. I try to go to all the major, like, shows, Exoticas, X's.
Oh, I thought you were in
ATMs.
New York.
Oh, no, I'm in Orlando and Tampa. No.
Oh, I thought you were based in New York.
No, no. No,
oh,
I'm not.
All right.
I went to New Jersey for Exotica New Jersey last year, but that's the closest I've been to New York.
So that's probably where we met, and I think we reconnected in AVN.
That's very possible. I had a booth with Sadie Santana last AVN. Big shout out to Sadie Santana.
Yeah, you were right by the bar in the joint?
Yeah, right by the bar. I talked to so many people that weekend, so I apologize if I can't remember. But I was the guy yelling and screaming about DVDs, like, come buy our DVDs, you know? That was me. I was trying to get people excited. Because when I have a booth, I try to put on a spectacle for people to get them excited and say, oh, yeah, purchase and keep us in business and, you know.
So do you think with the whole free porn and DVD sales being down, do you think that affects the industry as a whole? And as you're in being a production company, do you think that affects you?
DVD sales are down, but most people are like, oh, DVDs are dead. But me personally, I don't think they're dead, because if DVDs were dead, mainstream Hollywood wouldn't put out DVDs. I mean, it is harder to sell DVDs, but they're great if you're going to, like, a trade show, like an Exotica or an AVN. Fans love to buy DVDs and have the model sign them. So,
exactly.
I don't think it's dead. I think it's harder to sell. It's more of a hustle. You got to be willing to hustle.
Do you think our industry needs to shut it down when it comes to people buying free porn?
I think that definitely would help feed smaller studios, like websites. Like, if all the tube sites were to shut down, I think other people's or smaller company sites would go boost up. But on the flip side of that, like, I use the porn hubs and everything to get traffic to my site. So it's kind of a catch-22, you know?
Yeah, it is. So I don't know, because, you know, the music industry and the DVD streaming, when it first came out, we were able to stream and get free stuff, but then it shut down. But I think it would benefit our business and our industry.
Oh, for sure.
If we were able to shut it down.
Oh, yeah. It would cut down on pirating. It would cut down on everything. I think our industry would profit from shutting it down.
Yeah. So what was your best movie that you were able to produce?
Oh, man. I've had fun shooting every movie I've made. I love the Sadie Santana DVD. And I had a great time doing the Chronicles of Father Morgan DVD. The Chronicles of Father Morgan is, I play a priest who has to tame his nuns and their wicked ways into getting back on the righteous path with Jesus and the Lord and Savior. So it's fun, kind of taboo, risque. And the Sadie Santana DVD, she's just great to work with. I mean, she's so much fun. She's opened a lot of doors for me in the industry. So that's one of my all-time favorite DVDs as well.
All right. So do you usually shoot, or do you travel abroad?
No, I travel, but like if you go to AVN in Vegas, I'll shoot there. But mostly what I do is, let's take Sadie, for example. Like, she's based in L.A. I'm based in Orlando. I'll fly her in for the weekend. I'll put her up in a hotel, and then I'll shoot her, and then I'll fly her back. But when I fly out L.A. models, I make it a spectacle. Like, I wine them and dine them. I want to make sure that they're taken care of. So I make it a spectacle so they want to come out. Back out and shoot with me.
All right. So, how long have you been in business? Like up and running, like
about 4 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, 4 or 5 years. So, but my production company is actually getting to the point that people are realizing who we are. You know, I'm started to shoot with bigger names. I've shot with Callie Carter. Draven Starr, we've shot with Leighton Benton. List goes on and on. So people are actually starting to take notice of us.
And that's a good thing. And I'm sure it took a lot of work to get to that level, though.
Oh, definitely. It was not something I could do overnight. I have put in so many hours into this, getting DVDs right, editing, everything, you know?
And you said you work at another full-time job?
Yeah, I work for a small video production company. So I have two jobs. I do this and I do that. So
is that something that made you want to go into adult? I know you said you always wanted to go into adult, but is working in your regular job, did that once, like, intrigue you more?
It intrigued me more to get my company bigger and more well-known.
Oh, okay.
And so I love being in the adult industry, so Royal Empire Productions is planning on trying to be a staple in the industry. So we
started
at every major
event. Oh, okay. So you will be at Exotica in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah. We'll be at Exotica in New Jersey. Sadie Santana will be signing for us. I got to tell you, speaking of our DVDs and everything, we just updated our DVD studio. So everybody check that out. The design is so cool. You're going to love it. It's royalempirestore.com. All your viewers or listeners can purchase all of our available DVDs there. And if you want to rep RAP, we have shirts for sale. So
awesome. So I know in 2001 Night Moves Award, you were recognized, special recognition, nominated. 2011 XBiz Award for Marketing Campaign of the Year, owned by Tanya Tate, your publicist. So applause for her. She did a lot of hard work, and congratulations to you for being nominated and getting an award.
Thanks. But we haven't been nominated yet. We just started out with Tanya, so we will be nominated soon, but we haven't been nominated yet.
It said nominated 2011 XBiz Award for Marketing Campaign of the Year.
Oh, okay.
So,
that
was in the notes. So, yeah, that was in the notes. So I didn't know was awesome.
It's all right. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, go. Yeah. You know,
it's always good to be nominated.
I will tell you, I want to tell you about my membership site. We have, for a limited time, customers can join for $12.99 a month. So.
Okay, $12.99 a month?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool. And how long is that sale, or how long is that going for?
They get a month of membership for $12.99, and it just renews after that.
All right, awesome. So, unfortunately, since we ran out of we're running out of time. So, if you want to go ahead and do your shout out and stuff for, and tell fans where they can find you and.
Oh, yeah. You can find me at RoyalEmpireProductions.com or RoyalEmpireStore.com. You can check that out. Or if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's RobertMorganXXX or it's RoyalEmpireXXX.
So awesome. So fans can also find you.
Go ahead.
No, I said, so fans can find you at the upcoming Exotica in New Jersey and AVN in Vegas?
Yep, we will be there. Yep.
And
yep.
You'll be having a booth?
Yep, in both places, yep.
Awesome,
and big
awesome,
shout out to
awesome.
Broadway. And big shout out
oh,
to
Broadway Mike, yes, Broadway Mike.
Yeah.
Big
I
pain
mean,
in my
know,
ass.
Broadway,
yes,
from
big pain
Draca.
In my ass, but yes.
He's actually tuning in right now, so big shout out to him. Big shout out.
Yes,
to,
I know. He was texting me, and he's like, he was texting me and saying, "I can hear you fine. There's no technical difficulties."
Oh, okay. Yeah, I texted him and actually was like, text her and let her know I'm actually online. I just they can't hear me. So
yeah, So, but that was, yeah, but shout out to him. He's a great guy. And any other shout out to Tanya Tate for heading.
Tanya Tate, Demon Seed Radio, check them out. And
they're
big
awesome.
Shout out to Sadie Santana as well. And everybody else who
awesome.
We worked with. Don't want to just single everybody out. So big shout out to everybody.
All right, well, thank you. So much
definitely
for
stop
joining
by the
us.
Booth. If you're going to be
yes.
in Exotica, Jersey, stop by and introduce yourself.
Right.
So I can make sure I remember. I mean, we follow each other on Twitter, but yeah, I just saw a lot of people that weekend. So
yeah, I'm sure you can't miss me, but yeah, I'll introduce myself again, Boobzilla.
Okay, that's great.
But thank you so much for joining us, and sorry for all the technical difficulties, and thank you. Shout out to Tanya Tate for setting this all up, and looking forward to seeing and speaking with you in November and January.
Yep, sounds great.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.